hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we continue our New Year's podcast series as we're joined by Michael McConey, new country manager for Netscope Canada, for his first visit to the show. We talk about McConey's background in security and in the channel. We go through highlights of Netscope's business in 2021 in Canada and beyond, and the company's expansive number of data centers in Canada, its overall approach to working with the channel, and what makes for a good Netscope channel partner. And of course, we break out the crystal ball and get McConey's thoughts on what the biggest security issues of 2022 are going to be, the four new products the company sees driving its business this year, and McConey's own priorities for the Canadian business in 2022, as well as what partners can expect from the company over the course of this year. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Michael McConey. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us for the New Year's podcast series.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you aboard, and happy to be getting to know you on the podcast. Your first appearance on the show, and Netscope's, I believe, first appearance on the show. In that spirit, before we kind of get into the highlights of the year that was 2021, let's talk a little bit about you. Can you tell me a little bit sort of about your background and what brings you here? I know you're relatively new to the country manager for Canada role, but just sort of the nickel tour of your journey in the channel thus far, as it were.
Yeah, I've been in the cybersecurity world now for 20 years, and with Netscope, I was the first employee here in Canada about 6 years ago, and have seen obviously some tremendous growth there. And now we have grown to a larger people here in Canada, and now I've been promoted to the country manager role, and very excited to be here.
All right, great. Flowing from that, you say you've seen some tremendous growth, specifically over the last year. Can you share a little bit about what 2021 looked like for Netscope in Canada?
Yeah, so I'll give you a picture from Netscope as a whole, and then bring it back to Canada. But Netscope as a whole, now we've grown to over 1,500 employees. We now have 30 office locations across 14 countries. Mm-hmm. We now deal with 30% of the Fortune 100. And some key milestones for us throughout the year is, we received a $300 million round of financing that put us at a valuation now of $7.5 billion. Our expanded board and leadership team has grown with a lot of cybersecurity and industry areas that have come over from Palto, Fortinet, FireEye, Riverbed, and others. In the Forbes Cloud 100, for the fourth year in a row, we've been in that. And most recently, we rose 16 spots from our previous placement of 48. Mm-hmm. In the areas that we play, which is CASB and Secure Web Gateway, we have been known as, in CASB, the market leader there for the last 6 years. And in the gateway, we are known as a visionary. And then also, what was pretty cool, Gartner in 2021 has us marked as the number one Secure Web Gateway vendor when it comes to their Peer Insights customer's choice. And because of that, we've seen tremendous growth too, not only in what we offer as product, but also as our broad coverage of our network, which now includes, a lot more places in North America, Europe, Latin America, Middle East, and Asia. And here in Canada specifically, which is, I'm really excited for our Canadian customers and partners, is we currently today have a data center in Toronto. We have one in Montreal. We have one in Vancouver. Later this year, we'll be turning up either Edmonton or Calgary. And most recently, we're actually building a protected B data center for the federal government. So we're very excited about the growth that we've seen there.
That's a lot going on and a lot of in-country presence, which is, of course, so important in the space. Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys work with partners, maybe share a little bit of sort of the partnering or channel philosophy, as it were, of Netscope and kind of where you're at in the journey with the channel here in Canada as well?
Yeah, great question. For us, we are 100% channel friendly. So from day one, 6 years ago, we knew early on that in order to get our brand out there and to make sure customers understood who Netscope was, that we did want to be a channel-friendly company. And I've done that throughout my career. And here at Netscope, we have seen tremendous growth in the channel with our partners. They are looking for new and improved technologies to go to their clients with. We bring a cutting edge technology to them. And because of that, now we are starting to provide for our partners more, you know, incentives around partnering with Netskope, the ability to protect them, but also the ability now for them to go back to their clients with a big opportunity in what we call this secure service edge space, which is now taking the markets of CASB, Secure Web Gateway, and Zero Trust, and turning it into one platform for clients. And this is top three or four on the top of the mind of all CISOs and CIOs out there. Partners are seeing that, and they're gravitating toward Netskope to bring that in. And because of that, we've seen a big uplift with our channel in the last 2 to 3 years.
Okay. I imagine that answer will sort of inform this, but what do you find is sort of some of the common threads or things that you look for that make a good Netskope partner?
Well, what we look for is trust, right? You know, today the channel understands too that there's a lot of product out there. There's a lot of other vendors they can deal with. And it always comes back to, for me, people deal with people, right? You have to scratch their back, they scratch yours. So trust is a big thing for me, and it's a big thing with our team. And partners want to know that, you know, we win deals together or we lose deals together. So I think what we have going for us here is the partners that have been with us in this journey for the last 6 years and the ones that are joining us see that trust in partnership, right? So it's not just a one-way street where we expect the channel to go out and get business. It's something what we do together. And what's nice about that too now is we're also creating, you know, campaigns and strategies together where it's more a partnership as opposed to, you know, maybe back in the day where you just maybe push paper together or get brought in the final hour. Today, customers are looking for more. I guess you can say we live in a world today where things are much more complicated and we need, you know, more expertise. And today when we go to the customer doing that together, it just comes across much more appealing to that end user.
That sort of suggests a higher touch, higher integration between partner and vendor kind of relationship. I guess what's the overall sort of philosophy in terms of size of channel and that sort of issue?
Yeah, good question. I mean, we today at Netskope deal with some channel partners that have, you know, coast to coast presence, but then we also deal with some boutique partners that may have, you know, specific things that they're good at in certain provinces or a certain vertical. So we are starting to see partners come to Netskope more from a large global scale, but also some that are more, you know, focused on certain verticals or maybe focused on specific provinces.
Wanted to get your thoughts on it's been an interesting couple of years. It's been an interesting decade, but the last year, especially in the security space, with so much high profile, so many high profile attacks and issues. And at the same time, talent was a challenge before. Talent was a challenge in the security space.
Right.
What have been kind of like the big events or the big issues of 2021 in the security space from your point of view and that of your partners?
Yeah, great question. So obviously with the pandemic has just exploded the adoption of cloud. And what a lot of partners are seeing with their clients is data today is residing outside of the data center more than it ever has, right? And today data is such a crown jewel of an organization. How do you go about protecting that? And what partners are realizing with their clients is that the traditional way of doing business, you know, or the traditional products that they had before are no longer giving them the ability to protect them against the cloud. So they are looking to solutions like Netskope that emphasize on cloud, emphasize on protecting data from anywhere in the world. But not only do they want to protect data, because we are consuming so much cloud, sorry, they want to make sure that they're also faster, meaning because we are using things like Office 365 and Google, I need to make sure that my users go to those applications faster. So then not only do they come to Netskope for the security side, but they also come for performance. How do I go to SaaS applications faster today from all you know, ends of the earth, right? Mason mating, wherever I am in the world today, I need to get to that SaaS application or that website quicker.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think that's been a fairly universal lesson of the last 2 years, and the move to work from home, and then the move to hybrid, and then any number of rotations through that combination that have occurred and may yet occur. I certainly do not have the crystal ball on that.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, Robert, because today, sometimes with a lot of our partners and customers, there's confusion in the marketplace around, you know, this buzzword that we see today of SASE, right? Secure Access mm-hmm. Service Edge, which is a big buzzword amongst all customers and partners. And what's going to be nice is that, you know, Gartner in the new year is actually going to be releasing a brand new Magic Quadrant that breaks out components of SASE. And you're going to be hearing a new one, which our partners are really excited about, which is called Security Service Edge. And really what that is it's taking the Magic Quadrants of CASB, Secure Web Gateway, and Zero Trust, and merging it into one category. So the market's been waiting for this, partners have been waiting for this, clients have been waiting for this, and that is one of the new things you're going to see starting in 2022 moving forward, this new world of Security Service Edge.
All right. You've sort of opened the door there to thoughts on what we'll see in 2022 with a fairly solid prediction there. What else do you see as being some of the big issues that the industry writ large is going to have to tackle this year?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is customers are going to realize today, and again, they're already starting to see this, is that more and more of their data is residing outside of their data center. What's also interesting that they're starting to see is traffic patterns has changed. Today, more than 50% of web traffic is actually destined to a SaaS application. So we're so worried sometimes about blocking things like CNN.com and blocking things like, you know, gambling sites, but a majority of their users today are actually going to SaaS-based applications. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they are blind to a lot of this traffic, which brings in more threats on their data, data leakage. So we are now going to see, because of these traffic patterns changing, customers are going to need to think of a different way to protect themselves. And again, that's where this, you know, Security Service Edge framework comes in order for them to do that.
I think that response sort of suggests where this might go, but curious what you see as the well, I guess let's start with Netskope writ large, organization wide. What are kind of the priorities for the business and for Netskope this year?
Yeah, so in 2022, we're going to be launching. Well, we have already launched in late 2021, but going into 2022, we're really excited about four additional product sets that we are offering on our platform. The first one is our Netskope Cloud Firewall. And this is fully going to integrate into our SASE architecture. And it allows network security for users and offices, for outbound ports and protocols for TCP, UDP, and ICMP. We're also launching remote browser isolation. And this allows the use of RBI for desired websites by isolating a policy action within a secured cloud, providing one platform, one console, one policy engine. And then we're also adding our security posture management. And this helps organizations secure against cloud first for helping them with avoiding risky misconfigurations, simplifying management, compliance. These are things around monitoring users and administrative behavior. And then lastly, that new edge network I told you about, we continue to add data centers around the world to this new edge platform. And unlike, you know, where we differ from a lot of other vendors in this space is this new edge network is our infrastructure, right? So it's not built in public cloud. It's actually built in our private cloud, which just allows us to provide, you know, SLAs greater than any of our competitors in this space. So we're very excited about our new edge platform and its capabilities.
And along with kind of getting those new pillars, new products, new platforms out there, what are some of the priorities sort of for you and for the Canadian business this year?
Yeah, the Canadian business for us here in Canada, we have actually increased ourselves. You know, we've grown sixfold from where we are just a year ago. So today, wow. Now Canada has its own dedicated channel, its own dedicated marketing. It's got sales teams across the country from Vancouver to the federal government, all the way to the East Coast. We also have now our own people that take care of support for our customers locally. So Canada has gone through tremendous growth, and that is because of our partnership with our partners. Without our partners, we wouldn't have grown as quickly as we have. So it's thanks to them and their adoption of our technology that has allowed us to have the success and growth here in Canada.
All right. What's your strategy for finding, attracting, onboarding new partners, that sort of thing?
Yeah, another good question. It comes back to, you know, we live in an industry where everybody kind of knows everybody, right? And, you know, partners are very picky on who they deal with, meaning, you know, if they're going to bring us in and to face their customers, they want to make sure they're doing it with the right partner and the right people. And I think we here at Netskope have had a great ability to attract, you know, grade A partners that understand the importance of the cloud journey that the end user is doing. But at the same time, they want to make sure that there's that trust factor that I told you earlier in the call here, where, you know, we're talking more about a partnership together, as it's not just Netskope or partner A. How do we go about tackling this issue that customers are having together? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we have done a really good job here at Netskope, is when we talk about a partner, it's truly a partnership. We just don't want to sign up all the partners across the country. We want to sign up with partners that have the same values as we do. And at the end of the day, that's making sure we take care of, you know, the almighty end user, the end customer.
All right. Makes sense to me. To wrap it up, you know, what can partners expect from you and your organization over the course of this year?
Yeah, we're excited. Actually, we just launched the Netskope Prime, which is an invitation-only program to recognize and develop our partner technical experts. Mm-hmm. We expanded also our partner enablement offering and learning paths. So we launched a new dedicated cloud security sales associate accreditation for all our partners. And all those new modules I told you about earlier, the product suites, those have all been included in that. Mm-hmm. We also have created dedicated partner hands-on workshops, and that has seen a tremendous uptick from our partners. Just alone in 2022, I think we've launched about six of them alone so far this year. So they have taken on that, very, very excited. And then we also launched our SASE accreditation, and it's the first of its kind accreditation course intended to address design requirements for this new world of SASE, the Secure Access Security Edge. And then we also are coming out with our partners, which is going to be very exciting, new pricing models and new high margin models for things around professional services, implementation, ongoing management, and technical support. So it's an exciting year for our partners. They've seen the growth with us. Mm-hmm. And this is the year where they're really going to capitalize on a lot of what we're bringing to the marketplace.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're going to have a lot to follow up on and discuss over the course of the year. I appreciate your joining us for this, and look forward to chatting about some of that stuff and maybe a lot more over the months to come.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it. It was great to be a part of this.
There you have it, a review of 2021 and a look ahead to 2022 in the security space with Netskope Canada Country Manager Michael McConey. I'd like to thank Michael for joining us for the podcast, thank Netskope for their support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week as we continue the New Year's podcast series, so be sure to check in then. But you don't need to wait until then to subscribe or follow the podcast in your podcast app of choice. And of course, you can leave us a 5-star review in your app of choice just about any time. Until next week, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.